Your legacy is about more than just investment return. It's about the peace of mind that comes with knowing that you've partnered with an investment manager who has the right skills and experience to grow your wealth. Old Mutual Wealth is a world-class investment destination offering you a wide range of investment strategies and specialist wealth management solutions. Together with your financial planner, we model a strategy around your specific needs, supported by a multi-skilled team dedicated to taking your wealth further. Whether your goal is to grow your wealth, generate income, or preserve capital, we select the best and most suitable investments based on your investment strategy and our extensive research and insight. While Mutual Wealth is an advice-led wealth management business aimed at providing financial planners and their clients with a full suite of industry-leading strategies and services. For more information, please visit our website at www.oldmutual.co.za/wealth.
Hi there, I'm Aarti Babikrasoon.
Hello, I'm Malika Peterson.
Welcome to
the Swan Effect Podcast.
Money makes the world go round, yet it's not so easy to understand its complexities, particularly when it comes to investing.
That's why Aarti and I are using this platform to educate, inspire, and help you gain confidence in your relationship with money,
so that you can better manage your finances and investments.
We are two women in finance.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It certainly is. You've been in stockbroking, private wealth management, asset management, and now an award-winning businesswoman who is coaching and assisting businesses with capital and strategic advice.
And Malika, you have a wealth of experience in wealth, excuse the pun, in financial planning, investments, and relationship management. So you're also at the coalface when it comes to where and how people are investing, both getting it right and getting it wrong.
And stuck in the gray areas too. Indeed, I've seen the many phases and moods of financial cycle and how our decisions at those times impact us. So listeners and subscribers, if you are looking to get unstuck, feel empowered, and make some strides in how you tackle your money, we are here to help you.
And it all starts with listening to this upcoming episode. Enjoy. Hi everyone. Hi Malika. I'm so excited about our journey thus far. Our Moneyverse is shaping up really nicely. And after our last episode where we were talking about taxes, I'm feeling inspired to ensure that my Moneyverse grows to counteract that negative impact of taxes, which no one likes to talk or think about, but can be used constructively to still grow our investment and wealth bases.
I'm inspired too, Aarti. Yes, we had quite a serious, but I think it was thought-provoking discussion in episode 7.
Yeah.
And it was needed so that we can all start the new tax year in South Africa purposefully.
Right.
However, I'm quite excited about the next step in our journey.
Yeah. Yes.
We've spoken about the various aspects of how to start to build financial freedom. Mm. And I think it is now important that we look at some of the technical aspects of investments that are important.
I agree, Malika. You know, everyone, in order for us to take our journey to wealth freedom to that next level, we do need to understand some of these underlying aspects that make up our Moneyverse. We've alluded to it in episodes 6 and 7. And here's another opportunity for us to now unpack it another step further for all of you, our subscribers and listeners of the Swan Effect podcast.
Now, it's important, Aarti, you mentioned a very important aspect, right? Where we need to understand the underlying aspects of our Moneyverse. And I like to refer to this as choosing the right vehicle for your financial freedom journey.
Ah, nice.
Now, listeners, I want you to understand that you may feel overwhelmed by some of the content that we're going to talk about today. And you may want to retreat into your shell and go back to doing what you did before, right? Ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. But it's exactly at these times that you need to keep pushing through. Ati, do you perhaps have any tips on how we overcome those feelings in those moments?
Oh, yes. You know, Malika, what you're talking about in terms of that overwhelm is when someone has actually left their comfort zone.
Yeah.
They then find themselves in a fear zone and then retreat back to their comfort zone.
Mm.
So everyone, the comfort zone is where we feel safe, secure. We know our routines, and it's just easier to work within within that known frame. A lot of what we've been talking about the season is hopefully giving you, our listeners, that confidence to tackle your money matters. And we want to help move you forward out of the fear zone into what's called the learning zone, which is where you feel equipped to deal with challenges as they arise because you've acquired these new skills thanks to using our practical tips and also reaching out to the different support resources that are available to you. And listeners, if you stick with that and you push forward into more of that learning, you then enter this wonderful growth zone, which is where you really find your purpose. You actualize your perspectives of financial freedom. And in essence, you're living your dreams. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Absolutely.
So when you're having these feelings or the stress and this doubt or overwhelm, what you want to do is instigate your rational brain to come back into the picture here by having a conversation with yourself. Yes, yes, everyone, that's right. I'm talking about talking to yourself. Even better if it's in front of a mirror, right? And here's it. The self-talk acts like a bit of a pep talk. And as you're talking, you start to rationalize what you're feeling, what you're thinking. It automatically starts to calm you down. So talk out aloud, it makes you realize that potentially there's a difference between what is actually happening and what's all going on in your head. Uh-huh. So that's one tip to think about it. Here's another one. Take some deep breaths to really calm yourself down. So inhale slowly for a count of five, hold for a count of five, and then exhale for as long as you can. A count of five or more will be wonderful. And you know, just doing this, a simple breathing exercise 3 to 5 times is enough, everyone, to just reduce the level of anxiety you're feeling and to just clear the head again, to bring that rational thought in. Malika, I want to offer a third one as well. And I would say this is probably my favorite, and I call it a pattern break. When we feel that we're spiraling out of control emotionally, a pattern break helps us to remove ourselves from a situation with a meaningful distraction, and it also helps us to clear our mind. So everyone, you can hear, I'm talking about things that can help you gain clarity, because when we're in emotions, we become very, very clouded. So that freshness allows us to then tackle things, especially things that are important to us, like our money and our finances. So if you're sitting down someplace and you're experiencing this overwhelm, stand up and take a walk, right? Change the environment and the scenery. Something else you could do is put on your favorite mood-boosting music and bop to it. I love doing that, actually. Put on some videos that make you laugh, like a skit from SNL, which I love, or something, you know, that actually makes you feel all gooey, like watching puppies doing cute things, you know, whatever it takes your fancy. So everyone, all of these are just examples to take our mind off that stressful element around our finances and money for a short while. Because what it does, it helps us to lift our mood and then we come back into the situation with a better mindset. So if you're feeling overwhelmed about your finances, try these little tips, everyone, just to jig you out of it so that you can refocus. I always say, you know, you don't take yourself completely out of the game, like, oh my God, I can't deal with this and I'm just not going to think about it. No, don't do that. Just take a temporary timeout. Ensure you come back, because the outcome of this game around your money, it's still in your hands, no one else's. So Malika, I'm using some basketball analogies here because I was watching Space Jam 2 with my 5-year-old this weekend. Oh, so that's why I'm talking about timeout. Yeah.
LeBron James, yes, I know it. So, everyone, we know managing money can feel a bit like Looney Tunes sometimes, right? Where things seem to go upside down despite our best efforts. It's all about, as Atiyah has just said, picking yourself back up and getting back in, right? And one way to do that, remember, the power is in your control. Knowledge is also the power. So feel free to access the Old Mutual Moneyversity on www.moneyversity.co.za. There's loads to help guide you listeners. And the more we can get you into your learning zones and eventual growth zone, the better for you, right? Mm-hmm. So let's get into the nitty gritty of it, shall we?
Yes.
There are two key aspects that you will need to consider when investing money. The first is the investment vehicle that will be used. And the second is the underlying fund or asset composition that will be used.
I like that we're making that distinction as well, Malika. And essentially, everyone, your investment vehicles refers to that tax structure. So see, we're linking it to our previous episode. It refers to the tax structure that is most suitable for your wealth creation journey. Now, I know, Malika, this is quite tricky, right?
Absolutely, Aarti. In South Africa, there are quite a few pre-retirement investment vehicles that can be considered. And these absolutely strengthen diversity, right? I think as South Africans, we know that better than anyone.
Absolutely.
And that is definitely the end goal.
Okay.
But until then, we need to remember that this is a journey. And so it's important to have a plan on how we achieve that diversity within our portfolios.
Right. So when we talk about those investment vehicles, everyone, we're referring to the likes of, and you would have all heard of this, right? Retirement annuities, unit trusts, life-wrapped investments, and also tax-free investments. You know, Malika, I think it will be very useful for our listeners to understand what those are. So between you and I, let's unpack that, all right? So I'll go. Let's start with the first one, the retirement annuity or the RA. So everyone, this is one of the most efficient investment vehicles for retirement because, you know, your premiums that you pay do get deducted off your income for tax purposes. So what this means is that the revenue services, or SARS here in South Africa, contributes to your savings at your marginal tax rate. And money then grows in this vehicle, is then tax-free. Woohoo! I love things tax-free. So everyone, if you're not sure what we mean about marginal tax rate, please do listen in to episode 7, our previous episode, and you'll learn more about that. Okay. Now, however, everyone note that with your RA, you can't access this money until retirement age. Okay. It's very deliberate in that way. All right. Then the second one we mentioned was a unit trust or linked investment. And actually, everyone, I think you're quite familiar with that. Those are your straight investments into the stock market and all of that. So these investments are taxed when there is growth or dividends, or it's interest-based on your marginal tax rate. And we also did discuss this the last time too. Malika, do you want to explain the others?
Absolutely, Aarti. So as you said, bearing in mind those three events that trigger tax, growth, dividends, or interest, right? There's two other vehicles that differ based on this. So you've got your life-wrapped investment and then your tax-free investment. The life-wrapped investment is investment that applies tax within the investment in any of the events that I just mentioned, as if the investor is at a 30% marginal tax rate. Now, this vehicle is naturally more suitable for investors who fall in a higher tax rate than 30%, because it means that they will be essentially paying less tax than they would in their personal capacity.
Mm-hmm.
Tax-free investments, we actually spoke about those, right?
Yes, we did.
They are savings, right, which have a cap of 36,000 rand per year and a lifetime cap of 500,000 rand. There's absolutely no tax applicable on those tax-free investments, not on the growth, not on the interest, not on the dividends.
Right.
So it's important, again, that we reiterate that we are providing you with factual and high-level information related to investments for the purposes of education.
Yes.
Again, I want to encourage people, every individual listening to us, please speak to a financial advisor. We'll be able to help you assess your unique situation and set up a detailed financial plan.
Exactly right, Malika. I mean, that's the purpose of our podcast, everyone. It's to equip you, our listeners, with enough information to be able to ask all the right questions and to be able to make informed decisions in conjunction with your support resources, like your financial advisor.
I think for me, Ati, especially prior to retirement, the two most important investment vehicles that we should be setting up is the RA and the tax-free investment.
Okay, yeah, that makes
sense. We've spoken about these vehicles in our last podcast, and I want to make sure that if there is anything that our listeners take away from our podcasts, it would be this. Set up your tax-free plan first. Pay as much as you can into the investment up to a maximum, and then consider the other vehicles.
Right.
The RA, like I said last time, is the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. And we need to ensure that we're taking advantage of that benefit, right? Make sure that you automate your contributions into these vehicles and then just forget about them and watch your wealth grow.
I'm liking this plan of action. I love this. You know, you're giving us a very deliberate strategy here, Malika. And that's important, everyone, because it's going to guide your map towards your growth, your wealth growth, as Malika is saying. Okay, so let's assume then that we are ready to automate our tax-free plan and our RA contribution. There's still a few other aspects that we need to consider. One of these would be the cost of the investment. Okay. Now, while these are largely legislated to be fair to all clients, it's important to understand the nuances that exist with respect to the cost and the value from one investment vehicle platform to another. Isn't that right, Malika?
Absolutely. And then the next thing that our listeners need to consider is the underlying funds or asset allocations. Now, Ati, to explain this, we need to consider that the underlying funds or assets allocations are the things that really provide us with the investment growth, right?
Right.
When you consider that we are building our wealth from scratch, it's easy to understand that a variety of types of assets may be required to do so.
You know, as you're talking, Malika, I'm beginning to think of an analogy here, and I liken this to the analogy around the baobab tree, right? The tree of life for Africa. Isn't it uncanny? I mean, we all know what a baobab tree looks like, right?
Indeed.
I find it quite uncanny that the branches of the baobab looks like its roots. And everyone does call this tree the upside down tree, right? Because it looks as if the roots are up in the air, but it's not. But one of the things that's noticeable is that those branches, just like the roots, they're spreading everywhere. Okay, so if we analogize this in terms of our financial investments and the asset types we're talking about, everyone, when you set up a variety of asset types within which we can grow our wealth, we're providing this really strong foundation, which then creates a substantial channel in the form of this massive trunk that this baobab tree has, right? So think of it in that way. And we're using that massive trunk to funnel our financial resources all the way up to those branches, which, as we know, are spreading all over. And remember, the tree of life, I mean, every single part of the tree is used for something or the other, whether it's medicinal, whether it's for food, you know, it bears leaves, it bears fruits. It's bringing life. That's why it's called the tree of life. So think about it that way, that when you've got these proper investment strategies, these vehicles and these asset types, that's that strength in those roots that's going to power that massive branches and everything that comes with it.
It's going to provide abundance and shade for generations to come, right? I love that. I absolutely love that.
Absolutely. I mean, when we talk about generational wealth, this is now laying those roots and those foundations, this diversity that we're talking about. You know, everyone, in episode 6, we mentioned a variety of these underlying assets, these personal asset types. So a quick recap for your benefit. There's property, okay? There's investments, like some of the ones we've mentioned. There's also your savings and check accounts, money market accounts as well. Okay, I think we will be familiar with all of these ones. Gold coins, such as Krugerrands. Also, they continue to have a store of wealth, especially in uncertain economic times. And of course, we have the rise of cryptocurrencies too, where, you know, even now your financial advisors are starting to understand the dynamics of this and are starting to talk about including it as part of the diversity of your portfolio. We've also mentioned that there are other types of assets that can increase in value too, like fine art, jewelry. But because these are assets that can be used, you know, we typically read the books, we use the jewelry, their store value tends to decrease a little bit over time. And it sometimes becomes a price taking and a price making sort of situation where a willing buyer will determine the price. Okay. We also, Malika mentioned that we can even use some liabilities to help us as well, like taking out a loan for a property. All of these things add to our money verse, everyone.
That is such a great recap, Aunty. Great. So the way I see it, if we take the idea of the tree of life in the concept of these assets and the vehicles that we mentioned, then I can diversify like the roots and cement my foundation, right? It makes me think then that the more I pay myself and then split these payments into different areas, the better it would be for me. Yeah. I spread my risk, but I also strengthen my foundation.
And you know what, Malika? It's not difficult to do, right? We think it's difficult, but it's not. Working with a financial advisor, a financial planner will help you, everyone. I mean, if I look at my example, and I'm sure you'll think of yours too, Malika, I do a number of these different types of investments, even through my own bank, you know, because it's so easily accessible. And, you know, you can view it on your online app. It's just so easy, right? And then I do a whole other batch through different financial institutions. So there's also the view of diversity and spreading your risk across different types of managers and institutions as well. So that's another way to think about how you can bring in and spread out that diversity. Malika, any examples that you want to share of what you've been doing in this space?
Yeah, look, I think for me, obviously coming from the financial world, I'm quite heavily indoctrinated. So I do make sure that I have all of my underlying vehicles in place. However, as much knowledge as I have, Aunty, about this world, about the investment world, I depend on my financial advisor when it comes to my own personal financial growth and development. And I think that's so important. You know, we always need the expertise when it comes to our own personal financial situation.
I couldn't agree more. I use my financial advisor for all of these aspects. So again, everyone, please do ensure that you're bringing in those resources to help you understand this even better, to set you up into these different vehicles and to create that journey for you towards financial freedom. Malika, you know, we've been talking around interesting things today, and I think we've given our listeners a really good map in terms of where to start, a bit of an understanding about the different investment vehicles, and hopefully they're going to go out, do a bit of homework and talk to their financial advisors and planners. And you know, everyone, in our next episode, we're likely going to dive into some of these asset types that we've mentioned now as well. So we're going to help you understand and assess what are some of the right things for you to be considering to include in these vehicles. So Malika, as we're wrapping up, do you have a parting shot for today?
No, absolutely. So today, Aditi, my parting shot is definitely that we need to ensure that we gain enough knowledge to be able to manage our wealth portfolios.
Okay.
Now, this by no means is an inference that we do not seek the expertise of a professional, right?
Yes, yes.
But in exactly the same way that a CEO of a company gets information from the experts in his organization.
Yes.
And then uses that information, plus his own knowledge, to take an informed decision, so too we need to be the CEOs of our own moneyverse. Right.
I like that. Yeah.
What about you, Aditi? What about a parting shot on your side?
Okay. Yes. So I guess my parting shot is around that comfort zone, everyone. And more importantly, the fear zone. Okay. Because I think a lot of us find ourselves in that space. And as I said, we want to retreat. So one of the things we can do is reframe fear into good stress, into curiosity about wanting to know more, rather than thinking, oh my goodness, everything's just going to go wrong. I don't understand. And then we start to spiral and move backwards. Okay. And actually, if you think about it, everyone, that's not the case, right? And think of it simply in this way. If you have a scenario and there's three potential outcomes, right? It's either things are going to go bad, things are going to go good, or things could stay the same. There's only 33 1/3 percentage chance of something going wrong, right? Not 50-50, everyone. Because things could go very well, as I said, or they could remain the same. And you know what? I actually like my odds because 66 2/3 is telling me I'm actually going to be at the current level, I'm going to be better off, right? So everyone, just reframe what's going on in your mind in that fear zone and then watch yourself come into your own and your financial growth would happen too.
Yeah, I'm loving those odds, Aarti. I mean, yeah. We say life is a gamble.
Yeah.
But actually the gamble is mostly in our favor, right?
Yeah, it is.
The other way around with all the doom and gloom.
Yeah, it's right. It's right. So everyone, banish the doom and gloom, okay? Eat fear for breakfast. That's what I say. So the rest of the day is for learning and growth, okay? Swallow all of it in the morning and go out and prosper.
So motivational. You make me think of Snap, Crackle and Pop Rice Krispies.
Yes, Rice Krispies. All right, cool.
All right, guys, here's wishing you well in your money journey, listeners and subscribers. Until next time.
All right, until then. Ciao, everyone.
Sharing is caring.
And knowledge is power.
Time for you to be daring.
And let your money confidence bloom like a sunflower.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you found these ideas and guidance useful.
Do subscribe, share, and write a review or send us comments. We would love to hear from you.
Catch you on the next episode
of the Swan Effect Podcast.
Bye for now.
Ciao.